It's time to get Gruberized. Listen, I've done it. Relax. It only hurts for a while.
Continue on now with the conversation, and I don't know why, but I've taken to watching MSNBC and the Collusion News Network over the last few days. I love what the New York Post did with their Mueller madness, with their brackets of, you know, cable network, Twitter, audio, and print to see who is the worst offender of spreading false information and garbage to the world. My next guest, Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Hans, welcome back.
Steve, good to talk to you again.
Let's see here. Fraudsters, bureaucrats put our votes at risk. You've got Obama's enforcer out there, Eric Holder's Justice Department. Eric Holder's out there now saying that what William Barr has done is completely abnormal for him to come in and make a decision on a prosecution of whether or not there's enough evidence. Isn't that what the Attorney General is supposed to do?
Yes, but then Eric Holder wouldn't know that because he was not only one of the worst attorney generals we've ever had, he mismanaged the department also to an extent we've never seen before. So he really has no idea what the professional duties are of an attorney general.
Well, there you go. I mean, but you're just nitpicking. Yeah. Anyhow. So let me ask you, just give me your first initial impressions. Obviously, it's an entire vindication as far as I'm concerned, because you've got the news media, and I have been watching MSNBC for entertainment for the last 48 hours, and CNN the same, because they can say, well, there's no, you know, does not vindicate the president on obstruction of justice. No, Mueller didn't, but William Barr did, and Rod Rosenstein did. This is game over, is it not?
It is, and in particular, look, Barr in his letter outlined that Mueller decided not to make his own legal recommendation on that, just to lay out the facts, because, you know, there's very difficult constitutional questions involved over whether a president could even be charged with obstruction of justice. But based on a review of the evidence, the Attorney General then said, after consulting with senior department officials, that there wasn't evidence, even apart from the constitutional issue, there wasn't evidence to justify an obstruction of justice charge. Which, Steve, if you think about it, this should make perfect common sense to the ordinary folks, to everybody except Adam Schiff.
you did say ordinary everyday folks. Yeah, Adam Schiff doesn't qualify.
How can there be obstruction of justice if there's no crime, underlying crime, to obstruct?
There can't be. I mean, I've read that and I've had that discussion. You're obstructing from what?
Right.
That's the same conversation Ivy and I had. Obstructing from what, and how does that, the fact of the matter is you can't. And furthermore, they also went further by saying this has nothing to do with whether or not you can indict a sitting president. It has nothing to do with any of that.
Yes.
The fact of the matter is it's not there. Now the demands, of course, have sort of, we must see the report. Demand. You know what? Let them see it, because you know what they're going to find out is that's not going to help them either. It's like you want to see the autopsy because, you know, you were shocked to hear that somebody died. You want to see the autopsy, damn it. And you want all the notes. And yet the autopsy doesn't change the end result now, does it?
No. And that's in fact what's going to happen here. And look, you know, again, you know, Adam Schiff, who's now the Democrat in charge of the House committee, who says they're going to keep investigating this. You know, I was thinking as I was waiting for your call, you know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of Hamilton Berger. Remember the old prosecutor in the Perry Mason series, who was always losing and yet still would continue to go up against Perry Mason and then would lose again?
Yeah. And lose and lose and lose. Yeah. But here we are, a new day, the president, you know, taking credit for winning. And yet I have to see people like Savannah Guthrie trying to demand of of Sarah Sanders that somehow the president must apologize to Bob Mueller. I'm like, what planet do these people live on?
No, the people that need to be apologizing are people like Savannah Guthrie and everyone at CNN and elsewhere that peddled all these false stories and had their head analysts and their guests saying that the president was a traitor and had engaged in treasonous activities when none of that happened. It was just a fantasy creation of the Hillary campaign and people at the DNC and at the networks.
Let me ask you this. If I'm James Comey or James Clapper or John Brennan, I'd be concerned right now. I'd be concerned if I'm Andrew McCabe. I'd be concerned if I'm Bruce Ohr or Peter Strzok or Lisa Page. Because you have to ask yourself now quite clearly and quite soberly, what was the foundation of any of this? What did the FBI have that would precipitate or necessitate an investigation on any level?
Well, in fact, we now know that they didn't have anything other than the Steele dossier, which basically was a fraud. And they knew that because they, look, even Comey admitted that the dossier information had never been verified or checked by the FBI. So, frankly, the FBI agent and the DOJ lawyers who submitted the original FISA applications to the secret court asking for a warrant so they could begin their investigation, begin their electronic surveillance, they're in trouble because they certified under oath that the facts and circumstances were true, and yet we now know that wasn't true.
It wasn't true. It was manufactured, and worse, when I see Clapper and I see Brennan out there, paid consultants on these soon-to-be bankrupt news networks because they have zero credibility left, out there using their, you know, their justifieds and their bona fides from being part of the inner circle of national security and intelligence, using that to perpetuate an absolute lie on everyone. That's what's even more offensive.
Well, it is, and I assume you saw that the head of CNN, Jeff Zucker, yesterday said, well, they didn't have anything to apologize for because they're not investigators. Really? I thought that's what reporters did all the time.
It is what reporters do all the time. Jeff Zucker should resign. So should many of the people at that network. So should many of the people at NBC. They should all resign in shame. Because they went after a narrative that didn't exist with preconceived notions of the truth. Hans, I got to leave it there. Always great to have you here. I'll give you 15 seconds for the last word.
Well, I'm sure that they probably opened up a case of Trump champagne at the White House Sunday night.
Good for them. He'll be here in Michigan taking a victory lap and spiking the football Thursday. So we look forward to seeing him here. Hans, always great having you as well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation, senior legal fellow there. Quick break. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
Energy cooks our food. It heats our homes. It keeps us on the move, and it powers industry. While energy delivery is important, safe energy delivery is paramount. Enbridge is working with the state of Michigan to build an underground tunnel for Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac. We're replacing energy infrastructure. We're enhancing safety where it matters most. And we're continuing to deliver the energy Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents Over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.